Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Double Dose of Disney podcast. As always, my name is Brittany and I am joined here today by my regal eagle loving husband, Tony. Today we are rounding up our series talking all about our in or out dining at Walt Disney World. So we are heading over to none other than Epcot. This has been such a fun series to do and it's been really popular. So we hope that you've had fun playing along at home, listening in. Maybe you've gotten some new ideas for your next trip, or maybe you've gotten some ideas for where you want to go on your first trip.
Yeah, so we're going to break down Epcot and more importantly the food selections that sit down.
Yeah.
And kind of like Animal Kingdom, we like to back this park up because a lot of people don't give Epcot the credit that it deserves.
Right.
Or it's a half-day park. Or whatever the situation might be, we're going to break down and tell you our opinions, thoughts, some of the food selections and kind of... I think we've been in most of these. There's a few here that we haven't eaten at, but we'll break down the menu still and price-wise and give our thoughts on if we haven't eaten there, would we... Which I think there's none that we wouldn't eat at. But.
I don't know. There may be a few. We've eaten at a lot of these locations, but not all of them. Epcot, of course, has the most dining options of all of the parks. It has over 38 dining locations in total. So just like the rest of the series, if this is your first time tuning into it, what we're doing is we're talking about, we're breaking down each location, talking about whether we be in or out or dining on there. And these are going to be locations that are considered table service or quick service locations at Walt Disney World. There is one location that I didn't include, and we'll get into that later just because it's not on the dining plan, but everything else of course is on the dining plan. So you're ready to go?
Let's go. We got a lot going on.
Yep. First up is Akershus Royal Banquet Hall. This is a table service dining location in the Norway Pavilion. It is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's going to be a 1 table service credit for breakfast or 2 table service credits for lunch or dinner. Here you're going to dine with Belle, Aurora, Tiana, and Snow White. It's a Norwegian and American food, and it's going to be served to you family style. So this is going to be, it's $55 per adult or $35 per child for breakfast or $67 per adult and $43 per child for lunch or dinner. And as always at Disney, any of the locations that are it's going to be ages 3 to 9 get the kids credit, get the kids price. Under 3 is free, and 10 and up is going to be adult prices. So what do you think?
So first off, if you're kids want to see and dine with the characters or princesses. Right. This is obviously like your kind of one or two stops of Epcot.
This is one of two, yeah.
So that's kind of like, you know, price wise, it's pretty much similar and comparable to most others. But if you're going to be in Epcot, this is your stop. This may be one I don't think we would stop to yet. Probably another year or to...
Yeah, people. So people say that this... We haven't eaten here yet. People say that this dining location has more adventurous food because it does have some Norwegian food. But of course, it's going to have like American classics and stuff like that. This dining location, so we are dining at Tusker House in June when we go back to Disney with our twin girls. And that is $47 per adult for breakfast. So just as a price comparison, there you're dining with like the classic like Mickey and the Fab Five. Here you're dining with the princesses. So for $8 more a person, you get to dine with the princesses. This is going to be less expensive than eating at Cinderella's Royal Table at the Magic Kingdom. I say that I'm in here. We haven't eaten here yet, but that's just because I think we haven't honestly done any character dining yet, only because we didn't have kids. And now that we do, we're waiting till the girls get to the princess phase to do like the princesses. So definitely in on dining here. I think that the food sounds really good.
Yeah, I mean, they have like, kind of like your typical Disney sit-down, like this type of place. They're going to have, like, you know, they have a fish, they have a salmon, they have, like, a Norwegian meatballs. So they got some different things. Nothing just stands out as, you know, Bond.com, but yeah, definitely here for a sit-down, or with a character, princess, meet and greet, everything, yeah, like, whatever you call them.
I've heard that the food is just, like, more adventurous here and fun. I think it'd be fun too. I think it really depends too. So this is like one of like two dining locations, three princess dining locations on Disney property. Now with 1900 Park Fair, I mean, I guess that's princess dining too.
Your plant-based dining menu here as well too. If you want a plant-based bratwurst.
Yeah, you know, every dining location at Disney has to have, like, a plant-based feature. So, yeah.
At least an option. I don't know if they have a full menu.
No, they don't have a full menu, so you're right with that. I think that, I say, like, this is the least expensive princess dining option. So, I say yes on this one. Okay, next up is Beer Garden Restaurant. This is a table service dining location in the Germany Pavilion. It is open for lunch and dinner. It is a German food buffet. It's going to be $49 per adult and $27 per child. We have dined at this location previously with some friends. This is such a fun location to dine at, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's a buffet.
Right.
So starting there, I mean, they have a lot going on as soon as you walk in. And then... if you're not with the group, I think they will sit you with other people. So maybe kind of awkward there.
Yeah.
So go with the group. But yeah, then they have a couple guys that are usually up there playing.
They're doing like a traditional like German like beer garden type show.
Yeah, and then they'll be interactive with your kids. And, you know, you got to go get your big beer when you go there, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one of
definitely
the...
definitely fun.
This is a fun place for, like, your entire family. I mean, it's Disney World, so everything's fun for your entire family. But this one's really one that is fun for the entire family. Like Tony said, when we went with our friends, they had kids that were... oh, I can't remember how old they were at the time. They're in elementary school now. But
five-ish, six?
Yeah, 5 and 7, I believe. And they both, like, got up and were doing, like, the chicken dance and stuff like that. So it's a really fun... restaurant that kind of gets everybody involved. There's a huge menu here of a lot of different things. When you look on Disney's website at a buffet, they're kind of just going to give you like an overview of what's on there. They're not going to include everything.
Yeah, if you look on the tip board, which I'm looking at, they don't have anything on there. They just have some meats and
they're kind of known
for salads.
Their...
I mean, they don't. I guess maybe because they change certain things, and I don't want to just keep rotating on here, but. Yeah, it's pretty basic on here, but this is not what they have. They got a huge spread.
Yeah, they are known for like their noodle gratin, which is like a pasta. It was like a pasta dish. I didn't get it. But they also have like just like different like apple strudels and like things like that. Like traditional German fare, you're gonna find it here.
This
I'm in
is
on
one
dining
that we
here again.
We waited a while to go to because we didn't even think we would like it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely missing out. We wouldn't go there here every time. It's funner, I think, more with a group. But yes, there's nothing you can't go wrong here at all.
I think when our girls are older, I think when they're like wanting to dance around and stuff like that, and I think this would be a great place to go. So if you have kids that are in elementary school, if you have like little ones that would like get into the show, like definitely take them here. Even if you have older ones, because it's just entertaining for everybody. Next up, over in the France Pavilion, is Chefs de France. This is a table service dining location, and it is open for lunch and dinner. This is the location if you are looking at World Showcase. This is that beautiful table service dining location that has the windows that look out over World Showcase. I personally have always wanted to eat here. We just never have. Their menu, of course, is going to be like all French cuisine. And it's going to have escargot, French onion soup, baked goat cheese, seared salmon, sauteed shrimp, macaroni baked with cream and Gruyere cheese, braised beef. I'm not pronouncing anything in French because I know that I will butcher it.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
But the entrees here are going to be like between like, they have a ratatouille served on quinoa with kale. That's going to be the plant-based option. So that starts at 25. They have things that go all the way up to 46, which is the grilled strip loin. I'm definitely in on dining here.
First of all, you got to do like I always talk about. You got to go do a ride, then come eat here.
Yeah.
Get the ratatouille. But yeah, we haven't, never really heard anything about this place.
No, you don't. Which is right.
Either one or two things. It sucks, or it is what it is, and it's good, and you get what you get. I think, and then it's the second one. You get what you get, like it's good. And most people probably see yours. It is a little bit more expensive. Not really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure everything here is good. And this is one of our bucket lists. We're just usually not in this side of the park for the evening time for dinner. And I wouldn't want to eat for lunch necessarily.
No, I agree. I think it's a heavier meal, so I wouldn't want to eat here for lunch. For dinner, I would definitely want to eat here. My dream is to eat at this dining location, so to go to Disney and to be at Disney for New Year's Eve, to eat at this dining location in Epcot, because there's so much going on around Epcot on New Year's Eve. I think this would be such a fun place to go. With that said, I wouldn't do that in our current life phase right now. Right now, with the girls being littler, it's just a little bit more loud in Epcot in the evening. At the World Showcase. So we kind of try to like steer clear of that or kind of like be conscious of it. Maybe like, so that's why Tony says like we're not like at the back of World Showcase like at that time, right?
Currently, we're not.
Right.
Like last time the girls had a little freak out when they were really small. It was really loud.
Yeah, our twin girls are.
Now we don't really hang in Epcot.
We have twin
at night.
We have twin girls. If you don't listen to podcasts regularly, we have twin girls. They are about to be 6 months old. We took them on their first trip to Walt Disney World when they were 3 months old. So when we took them at 3 months, they were a little bit overwhelmed with the noise in Epcot back then.
That was about it, though.
Yeah, that was the only thing that really like kind of was like
really because we just couldn't even hear.
Yeah, no, I agree. Next up is Connections Eatery. This is a quick service dining location in World Celebration. This location is open for lunch and dinner. Connections Eatery is a newer dining location that has kind of recently updated. Epcot's been going through a lot of different changes and stuff like that. So this location has kind of evolved with Epcot.
This is like your lunch spot.
Right.
You're not eating dinner here. I mean, you can, but this is like your, this is your basics. This is your park food. You're getting burgers and sandwiches.
I would say plus up park
and
food.
Pizzas. I always see the pizzas go around. I'm definitely not saying it's not going to be, worth your $12, $10, whatever. These, 11, 12.
These pizzas.
Burgers are 15. Your classic burgers for $13.29. But yeah, you know what you're getting here. There's nothing fancy. Probably get the kids stop here. Get a beer.
And this
cheeseburger.
A lot of the pizzas at Disney are served to you, like, kind of personal size pizzas. The pizzas here, it's going to be, like, you can, when you go into Connections Eatery, you can watch them making the pizzas, like, in, like, kind of through, like, a bakery window. And, or a kitchen window. And for the pizzas here, it says it's two slices of pizza. So these pizzas are going to be served to you like a big style pizza. So it's going to be a little bit different. I feel like when they first opened, so they opened a couple years ago. And I feel like when they first opened, they had some type of curry chicken pizza or something. Maybe I am absolutely off my rocker. But I feel like they have more adventurous options. They have like, they have the margarita pizza now, pepperoni pizza, and cheese pizza currently.
Probably because you never actually looked at the menu because we don't eat here.
No, we don't eat
here. But this is one where you get stopped back because there's a lot of seating, so you don't have to just get a drink and sit down because there's just it's a big cafeteria basically.
Yeah,
but another tip, just mobile order because it's usually just slam packed unless you go at a off time.
Yeah, you can grab like a drink in here. They
everybody
also
stops
have,
here for drinks and everything.
Yeah, and they also have two they have like if you need a place to charge your phone, they have like USB chargers in here.
It's an open environment too, just it's windows everywhere, so just yeah, like a chill spot to hang out for a minute.
Yeah, if you are waiting to hop on like Guardians of the Galaxy, if you have like a lightning lane or a virtual queue for it, this is a good place to kind of like wait at, maybe like grab some food before or after or something like that. They have a blood orange margarita here, like that sounds good, or maybe a mango Mai Tai. I don't know.
They have some new stuff, new drinks.
Yeah, they have good options. I just feel like there's so much dining. I've heard people say before that they feel like in a park that had so much dining, why do they have to add this quick service location?
Because this is your actual like beginning of the day, quick first lunch.
True.
Get a snack. You need to get the kids in real quick because they're hangry. And
true.
Then you go eat World Showcase.
But with that said, like, I would love a place like this in Magic Kingdom. Although I do like some of the quick service food in Magic Kingdom.
So Casey's for.
Well, that's true. That's true. Okay, moving on. The next one is Coral Reef Restaurant. This is a table service dining location in World Nature. It is open for lunch and dinner, and it is serving seafood and American food. So this location is located in the Seas Pavilion. If you were a 90s kid and you watched Full House and you watched the episode where they went to Disney World, this is where Jesse Jesse proposed to Rebecca inside the tank, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm confusing it. Either way, when I went to Disney as a kid, we had to eat at this location because it was on Full House. I am definitely in on dining at this location.
This has been on our bucket list. Yeah. We just, for some reason, don't
ever eat
here.
We have so many places to eat at Disney. We just almost haven't gotten to eat at all of them yet.
I guess we don't ever obviously have a reservation for it, but it's kind of like...
We did have a reservation.
We cancel them, and we do. For some reason, we always go to a different restaurant, but I don't know. Just because, I guess maybe it's something we can get at the house here. And
no, I think... I told Tony last time I made a dining reservation there because I said our girls would love it, the aquarium. I said that then, but now they're like Finding Nemo and Finding Dory is something that just like captivates their attention. We took them to an aquarium yesterday here in San Antonio. This is something that they would love. If you are speaking of this restaurant, I'm going to put a link up to our friend Meg's. I'll see if she has a summer, either way, I'm going to put a link up on our Instagram. She actually just went here with her parents and did a vlog about it. They had the Mahi Mahi, and Meg and her mom did, and she said it was great. Her dad had, I think her dad had the surf and turf.
That's what I was just looking at. That's probably what I would get. I mean, it's $38. Filet mignon, those shrimp, and garlic mashed potatoes, a key lime chimichurri. So, I mean, it's pretty much the price as you'd expect at a kind of like a, you know, seafood place. And
yeah,
I
feel like this is another place that is kind of like fun for the whole family. So if you have kids with you, it's going to entertain them. That you've got the aquarium that they can look at during their like during the meal and everything like that. The Mahi Mahi, so when I ate here as a kid, my parents and my mom apparently like has a Mahi Mahi allergy and didn't know it, and her fingers started like swelling up during our meal. So we I still like we were joking about that with her the other day.
We have to go back just for pictures of us in the place eating that fish.
Yeah, Mom, when we get to Disney next year, we have to eat at Coral Reef.
Think but she listens to our podcast still?
She says she does. Right. But I think this would be, this like Tony said, this is just a place that's been on our list. Disney just has so many dining locations. There's 400 places to eat at Disney. It's just hard to get all of them checked off your
if
list.
If you're going
to
eat here, too, the good thing is you can spend so much time Finding Nemo, the ride, go look at the aquarium, plan that little hour or two window, then you can eat and stay in that whole area right there.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe a good idea, like Tony was just saying, is maybe you just do an evening at Epcot. Like maybe you go there on arrival day or you go there on a down day and you just spend the evening at the Seas Pavilion, like you were saying.
Which I don't think anybody does.
What?
Just because it's the front of the park, that's where everyone starts your day, and they don't end their day there, so it's usually just a ghost land over there.
That's true. We love riding, like, Finding Nemo, and I think we always have, and I think that would be really fun.
You just feel like you have FOMO, though, putting yourself in that position. Like,
imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Because we go back there sometimes to ride like Nemo, and like when you're walking through the queue and there's nobody there, you almost have FOMO. Like you almost want there to be some kind of like small wait.
Yeah.
You just feel like, oh, it's not as fun when there's any hype or anything.
No, I agree. I keep thinking, so weird. We're going back to Disney in early June, and I keep thinking, I'm like, do we go to a park on arrival day? Like, do we not? Like, I don't know. We never have ever done that before. I don't think we'll do that. We'll go to Disney Springs, but
we got there early enough in the day.
Well, we are. We're getting there at 1.
Yeah, but even then, by the time we even get to the, like I said, 4 o'clock.
That's
we get
true. To and it's going to be a long day from like driving and getting to the airport and all that stuff. So yeah, that's true. Okay, next up is Crepes à Emporter by La Creperie de Paris. This is a quick service location in the France Pavilion, and it is open all day. This is one of our favorite locations to eat at in Epcot, so I am obviously in on this location. Here you can get glutes, which are going to be savory crepes.
Or is that called galettes?
Yes. All of the galettes are naturally gluten-free. They're made with buckwheat flour. The crepes are going to be sweet crepes, so these aren't gluten-free necessarily. They have like hazelnut and chocolate spread. I always get the ratatouille galette here. Absolutely love it. Tony gets the bechamel cheese and ham galette.
I didn't realize this place is open until 9 o'clock. It's just like a little, kind of like a little quick service stop.
Yeah.
And oh, it seems kind of, I guess not, because
they have like the savory.
The dessert, dessert type of thing. For us, we go in the first thing in the morning.
Right.
And we get a mimosa.
Yeah.
Doesn't end up being cheap when we leave here. It's like $40 or $50 when we get those two and then a mimosa, but.
No, yeah. so that's what
it's
I was.
Worth it.
We're doing the quick service dining plan. We're planning on doing the quick service dining plan when we go back to Disney in June. And this is one of the places that I would recommend doing with the dining plan, because if you add a drink on with it, like Tony said, with the mimosas are $12.50 each. So you get a mimosa, you get a ratatouille galette. That's a $22.75 breakfast. And it's a great breakfast. Like, I love eating that ratatouille galette. I like taking a bite of Tony's, but I couldn't eat the whole
thing.
We
both say that.
Of which one? Of each other's?
Yep.
I love the ratatouille galette. It is so good.
That ham and cheese is just so savory. Like, it's just nasty.
I just like the ratatouille. Good nasty. Like, the ratatouille galette is just, like, so thin and crispy. It's just, it's so good. Okay. Next up is Garden Grill Restaurant. This is the other character dining location. in Epcot. This is a table service location, of course. It's located in World Nature. This is located in the Land Pavilion. It's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can dine with Mickey, Chip, and Dale here. It's a family-style meal. It's $47 per adult and $30 per child for breakfast, or $62 per adult and $40 per child for lunch and dinner. This is going to be a dining location that has... a lot of, like, your, like, classics. People love dining at this location. So here you get, like, breakfast pastries for breakfast. You get the classic Mickey waffles. It's going to be served to you, like, as a harvest feast. So it'll come out in a skillet. It'll have, like, smoked bacon, skillet potatoes, fresh fruit, scrambled eggs. They also have a plant-based skillet, too. And then they have allergy-friendly options as well. And then for lunch and dinner, it's going to be cornbread, carrots and celery, rotisserie roasted chicken, green beans, macaroni and cheese, harvest-inspired garden salad, backyard grilled steak, mashed potatoes, seasonal vegetables, and a seasonal pie. Are you in on dining here or out?
I'm in here, and one of the main reasons is I'm tired of hearing about this place.
True.
Like, I need to know what it is. Like, you just hear everybody talk about it all the time, and most of the time it's just kind of
love it.
More
love
environment
it.
Over food quality. But I think we talked before. I think we want to try breakfast.
Okay.
Start of the day eating breakfast here. Either do Living with the Land and Soarin', a couple of these rides around it before or after, and just hang out there.
Yeah, and one of the things that they're known for here is, like, cinnamon breakfast bread, and then they're also known for cheesy potato casserole. Those are kind of things that they're known for breakfast. And then,
where is it at? Backyard grilled steak with Farmer's Ranchero sauce.
That's for breakfast. And then it switches to a chimichurri sauce for lunch and dinner.
Because, I mean, and lunch and dinner, it just, by just photos, as we haven't been there eating there, just... It kind of has that bland feel to it, the look to it. But some people say it's great. Yeah, I just want to try it and see.
People say it's great. One of the things that's cool about this dining location is, so this is going to be a slow rotating dining location. It's upstairs from Living with the Land, like Tony said. And you can, as it rotates, as the, like, restaurant kind of rotates around, you'll get to see glimpses of Living with the Land from up above. A lot of the produce and everything that's used in this restaurant was actually grown in the Living with the Land ride. So that's something that's really cool. But another thing that people really love is, because it's a rotating restaurant, there's one table. I'm trying to explain it. Like, there's one table, it's up against the wall. And then, like, the restaurant just moves around. So there's not going to be as many, tables for the characters to have to go around to and greet people at, if that makes sense. So that's why people love it too. You really get, like, a lot of one-on-one time with the characters.
It's kind of awkward though too, because you can sit there and watch people eating, like, right, you can almost go,
you can
right
walk past,
like,
it
almost,
yeah,
up to their table, like, depending on where you're rotating though, like, being like 5 foot away from somebody.
That's true.
You could make it awkward.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, I'm definitely, and it makes it easier to say in on these two because our girls now and the characters, so obviously it puts it
if your kids love Chip and Dale, this is gonna be, like, the place to see them. Of course, you can see them in Hollywood Studios a lot of times in the lawn outside of Hollywood Brown Derby, but to, like, meet them and do a meet and greet with them, this is a place to do it at. Especially if you want more character interactions with them, this is a place to do it. And then, of course, like, Farmer Mickey too, obviously.
Overall, we're in.
Okay. Next one is Cat Sarah Grill. This is a quick service dining location in the Japan Pavilion. It is open for lunch and dinner. We ate here a year and a half ago. This is a place that's, like, kind of set further back.
You don't
back.
Even know it's there if you don't know. Like, you don't know it's there. Like, it's up in the little hill, and they got a small menu at the bottom. I never knew it was there.
Yeah, so you can get everything. You can get sushi here. You can get noodles and salad. You can get shrimp and chicken teriyaki, chicken cutlet curry, chicken teriyaki, chicken and beef teriyaki. They have, like, a couple, like, some different types of wings and edamame miso soup. And then they have some Japanese cocktails, plum wine, sake, the Kirin light beer, and stuff like that.
They have a cool little outside area, too. Yeah. Which we didn't eat outside, but it was dark and we walked out, like... That'd be a really cool place to eat at night as well.
Yeah, lit up. At night or even during the day if you're looking for like a relaxing place to like go in Epcot, because it can get more crowded in World Showcase.
It can
sometimes.
In this place too. I think it was pretty crowded when we were in there.
Yeah, it was crowded inside, but I agree. I would try to find a table outside if you can eat out. I remember the food here being good. Like, I'm in on eating here. There's nothing
overall, you, this is one of those like connections. You know what you're getting,
right?
There's no surprises. It's exactly what you think it would be.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. Okay, the next one is La Cantina de San Angel. This is a quick service dining location in the Mexico Pavilion. It is open from 10 a.m. through the rest of the day. So is that breakfast? I don't know. I say kind of breakfast. I guess it's brunch. But here you can get arroz con pollo, you can get different types of tacos, you can get empanadas, nachos, chips and guac, you can get margaritas here, different things like that. They're also kind of like, there's one of the hidden things that a lot of people don't talk about, but I've seen people have, is the churro sundae. We've never had it, but it's churros with like soft serve ice cream, and a lot of people say that that's like an underrated hit. I'm in on dining here. I actually want to eat here next trip.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I don't see the... Oh, I see it. Yeah. And they also have just regular churros with chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of those... We have a lot of Mexican food where we live, so...
Yeah, we're in San Antonio in Texas.
Like, you know, every similar here, you know, kind of know what you're getting here.
But
more
we have
a lunch spot, yeah.
We haven't tried it yet, and I feel like a lot of Mexican food places outside of Texas sometimes will have flour tortillas with like their like soft tacos instead of corn tortillas. And so when I was looking at the menu, I saw that it had like corn tortillas and I was like, ooh, I want to try this place. With the quick serve dining plan, this is another place like you obviously get an alcoholic beverage with your meal. So you get to have a margarita with your meal. When we go back to Disney in June, we talked about before, we're trying to be like more like budget conscious and things like that. So this would be a way for, I'm not going to go into La Cava and go grab a margarita. If I'm trying to be more budget conscious, I can get one here with my meal.
Yeah, it says homemade corn tortillas.
I know, that's what I saw. And so I was like,
oh,
I
you
think
said homemade?
No, I didn't say homemade.
Yeah, it says homemade on here.
Yeah, so I think we should try eating here next time.
Yeah, somebody made them.
They also have a taco trio. So they have barbacoa tacos, pollo, and then they have breaded shrimp tacos. And so you can get a taco trio, or you can get 3 tacos of the same type. But I'm definitely in.
Yeah, for me, this is a margarita and I get some tacos for lunch.
Yeah, and the fun thing too is this is actually located along the water. This is going to be another location that
always pretty busy.
Is pretty busy because people are...
Everybody stops here.
Yeah, people are trying to grab like lunch here and stuff like that. But if you can get a table here on the water, I would like to eat here next time that we're there in June.
We say that about a lot of places and we'll come back and we'll check it out.
Well,
we'll see which one
we go
to.
Because I'm a big nerd, I like...
Reservations everywhere, and then we cancel them all.
No, but for this trip, we don't have any reservations except one. We're going to Tusker House, and the rest of the time, we're eating quick service. So, because I was trying to price if the dining plan is worth it, all that stuff, the quick service one, I made a list of all these places to eat at to maximize dining plan, and I'm, like, determined that we eat there.
We're pretty, what's the word? It's like, notorious for... I say canceling reservations and eating somewhere on the cuff all the time.
Yeah, but this
and
time...
And sticking to maybe one. It was more challenging last thing with the girls with this.
Yeah, but this time, it won't be as challenging because we only have one reservation, so we'll keep it. Okay.
We'll make some more over there.
No. Next time is, or next up is Le Crêperie de Paris. This is a table service location in the France Pavilion, and it is open all day. So this is going to be the table service location to the quick service that is outside, Crêpes and Porter by Le Crêperie de Paris. So here you can get all the same crepes and galettes that are served outside, but you can also get soup du jour, you can get salad. You can do a prefix option here, so you get a choice of soup of the day or salad, and then you get a choice of one galette with a glass of hard cider, soda, or juice, and then a choice of a dessert crepe. So I'm personally out on dining here only because of the fact that the options here are a little bit more expensive for the exact same item that you get outside. So the Ratatouille Galette here is $18.50. If you just went outside to the quick service dining location, it was $12.25. So it's $6.25 cheaper just to go to the outside location.
This is the one where if you've ever been there, like, everybody gets something from outside, and they think they can go inside right. And eat in there, and everyone's like, no, you can't come in here.
Yeah.
I don't really see very many people ever in there, but, I mean, like, so we just, I don't see why you would.
I agree. I don't know. And, the drinks are the same here, but the food is a little bit more expensive. I agree. I don't think that this restaurant has a ton of atmosphere to it. Like, it's not bad by any means. It's just
they,
very,
this
like,
is one they should
open.
Probably just retheme and do something else. I mean, if they're going to serve basically the menu outside for the most
part. Yeah, I agree.
I don't really understand that.
Most of the time when Disney does that, that's like at a, like a lounge, like they'll do it at the lounge and then they'll serve like some things, but they don't just do like a rip off of the same menu. So I agree. Next up is La Hacienda de San Angel. This is the table service location in the Mexico Pavilion. If you are in the Mexico Pavilion, I am very passionate about the fact that people confuse the table service locations in the Mexico Pavilion. There's one inside the pyramid, and that is called San Angel Inn. The one outside along the water is La Hacienda de San Angel. So this location is open only for dinner. This has windows that look out over World Showcase Lagoon, so you can see the fireworks from here. We've done that before. I'm in on dining here. My favorite thing about dining here is the fact that you can get the same drinks you can get in La Cava served at this restaurant, and you can make a reservation for around fireworks time, and then you'll get to see the fireworks from your table, and you're not paying an upcharge for it.
Yeah, we've eaten here one time, and the experience was good.
Yeah.
I got the wrong plate choice, I believe. I got the chili relleno.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not for the, I mean, it's $30. And for some reason, I don't know if there was enough meat. I can't remember. It's been a couple of years now, but I need to try something new here and redeem the day.
Yeah.
So I would definitely give it a try. Just know it's not cheap. I mean, they've got a tomahawk steak that's $120 here.
Yeah, I got
carne asada, $50. Oh, these are share bowls.
Yeah. I got the flautas when we went here last time, and it wasn't bad. So what we did that day was, that was our first time having park hopper. That was like in 2021 or something like that. And so we had been at Hollywood Studios all day and then park hopped over at Epcot. It had been a really long day.
I don't think we did our research at that time extensively like we do now. Because we showed up and we're like, wow, there's not much on the menu, and it's, you know, it's all kind of pricey.
No,
so
I remember being really full.
Getting into on this one. It's not going to have some big extensive menu like these last couple stops for Mexican food.
Tony was saying they have stuff that's going to be like more expensive. But if you're on the dining plan, I think if you're on the dining plan, you can split.
All the entrees are around $30.
Yeah, so if you're on the dining plan, I'm pretty sure like that Parriata Del Mar, it's $72, so it serves two. So if you and somebody else want to get it, that would just be one table service credit for each of you, and that's a $36, like, that's a $36 entree on its own. So that's a great use of a dining plan. It says, like, the tomahawk steak. This offering is not included in the Disney dining plan. Oh, actually, so the Parriata is included with the dining plan. The Oso Buco is not included in the dining plan, and the carne asada is not included in the dining plan. But the Parriata, I guess, is. So,
how is that?
Well, because this is probably, it's because it serves two, so then it'd be two credits, like one for each person.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I need to try this one again.
I want to eat
it. It wasn't bad. I just was, for what I got, didn't blow my socks off on that one. But yeah, the environment's cool because you can watch fireworks here, so.
And you grab a margarita while you're watching it.
You gotta like we did not do that first time. Other than the fireworks, we knew that. We didn't really do our research on like the menu, looking at it all.
Right.
Kinda, or I didn't. So that's what you just got to know what you're getting into in this one. Like make sure there's something on the menu you want, or don't come here because there's not a whole lot to choose from.
Yeah, and right now Luminous is playing in Epcot. So when we ate there, we watched Harmonious. Harmonious really depended on like where you were viewing it from as to how good the show was to you. And it was a good location. Like the Mexico Pavilion, I always feel like has good locations to see it from. But I feel like Luminous would be better to watch it
and
here.
And obviously, you gotta come here and get a good drink.
Yes,
you got a smoked old fashioned. And they have an.
They have the avocado margarita. I love that margarita.
Avocado.
Yeah.
Or the El Diablo. That one has a cucumber jalapeno juice.
Oh, I think I got that one last time when we were at Disney a couple months ago.
You gotta come here and get a margarita.
Okay, next up in the Canada Pavilion is Le Cellier Steakhouse. This is a table service dining location that's open for lunch and dinner. This is considered a signature location by Disney, so this is going to be two table service credits if you have the Disney dining plan. It's going to be a little bit pricier. Here, you can... So, I love the Canada Pavilion.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I feel like it's such a beautiful pavilion. And it's got everything. You're going to, of course, be getting like steaks and things like that here. You can get roasted bone marrow, filet mignon, halibut, mushroom tart. They used to, a few years ago, have like a candle. It was like an edible candle that was a part of a charcuterie board. I don't see that on their menu anymore. But the prices here are going to be a little bit more elevated. You can get, like, of course, steaks and things like that are going to be... They have a ribeye steak for two for $115. I'm in on dining here. I definitely want to do it for a special occasion, but I would be in on dining here for dinner.
Yeah, this is...
Obviously, I don't
want to... This is one I don't think you want to... You don't want to take the whole all the kids. And yeah, this isn't Connections Cafe. I would say it's more one you're going to go with your spouse or like for a birthday or anniversary or something. I mean, maybe not this year. Maybe you come here for lunch. We're not those kind of... I mean, we could be those people, but this is like a dinner. This is a good dinner. Maybe your one big splurge. I mean, you're probably going to spend a couple more bucks here, but it's... Everything I've ever heard and seen has been nothing but good things about this place.
Yeah, if you are going to Disney during Food and Wine Festival, which starts in August and runs through November, they have little dishes at the Canadian Festival booth from here. I believe it is, I want to say it was like the filet mignon, and then there was another side to it as well. Maybe it was a soup or something like that that I had when I from here a couple of years ago, and it was really, really good. So I would definitely say yes on dining here.
This is definitely on our bucket list still.
Yeah.
One of the few places we have not eaten at.
Yeah. Next up is Léo's Boulangerie Patisserie. This is a quick service location in the France Pavilion. It is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This is a bakery. We have tried to dine here a couple of times. Tony's actually tried to get some stuff from here a couple of times. But
you didn't try to dine here. You just wanted to just walk in and get something.
Well, yeah. Like, so when you go here, you're going to go into the France Pavilion. You go into, like, the very back, and it's this huge bakery, and you walk through, like, the bakery cases, cheese, which you want.
I want a ham and cheese and a baguette.
Yeah, and they have a ton of options, but it's always really busy, and we've never gotten to eat.
There's not a whole lot of breakfast options in Epcot.
No, so they have, like, quiche Lorraine, croque monsieur, baguette. You can get a full baguette for $3.95. Marie, the baguette.
Yeah, you want to... Big stick of bread for breakfast, you can do it.
Yeah. Lobster bisque in a bread bowl, croissant. You can, of course, get mimosas and everything here. They have rosé and stuff like that. I'm definitely in on dining here. Well,
we've been in on here. We just have not wanted to wait in the line to actually get something, so we usually get the Gladys.
Yeah, so I've heard that they have, I've heard that they have gluten-free items here, but I don't know what they are. I would eat a bite of Tony's, but I wouldn't eat, like, from here. I would still stick with the crepes. I'm a crepe girl.
Yeah. Prices is pretty comparable.
It's not
anything you're, yeah, it's all, like, pretty much 10 or under.
Yeah.
Other than a couple, there was, like, some random, like, macaron large collections. I don't even know what that is, but it's probably a big old
basket of them. Cookies. I think those are gluten-free, actually.
Yeah, that's $30. Other than that, yeah. Everything is
right. Well, those probably come in a box.
But yeah. One day we'll get in here.
Yeah, one day. Okay. Next is Lotus Blossom Cafe. This is a quick service location in the China Pavilion. It is open for lunch and dinner. When you think of this location, think of Chinese food at your mall or Chinese food at a food court, and this is what you get. It's not bad by any means, but it's not anything that's like
just nasty
standing out. Tony it loves getting like the
it is like
the pork egg rolls here.
I mean, this is one of those where
you don't love it. I mean, stopped here a couple
it's
times.
It's a good type of nasty. You just want something like just greasy, familiar. Like something that's you know like. And this is weird because like. Chinese food, when it's hot, to me sounds good.
Really?
Like an egg roll?
No way!
I don't know. I mean, maybe not the whole thing, but it just sounds good.
So when you go into the China Pavilion, there is a little food like stand that's located along the water. But when you walk into the China Pavilion itself, there's Nine Dragons Restaurant, which we'll get to in a minute. But then there's right past it is going to be Lotus Blossom. And so, like Tony said, we've stopped here a couple of times. Like,
it's like one of those.
It's familiar. You can look what you're going to get.
I think it has all the pictures of the food up there. Like, I don't know. It makes you want to just stop. It's like Casey's Corner. You just like
no, it is not like Casey's Corner. Casey's Corner is American classic.
You're not even letting me finish.
Oh, sorry.
You're talking over me, lady. That you always want to get something, no matter what, even if you're hungry or not. Just because the environment's open, there's never anybody usually there.
You know, I'm gonna put up a poll on Instagram. Have you eaten at Lotus Blossom? Do you love it? Because
this is the same stuff you're gonna get like in every mall.
I don't think we've stopped here in a while, but here's my only...
No, because you won't let me.
And I let Tony eat whatever he wants to. Here's my own request. My request is that maybe we try instead of Lotus Blossom. They serve pork egg rolls and chicken pot stickers at like the stand that's like along the water. Maybe those are more adventurous. I don't know. I'm just trying to find adventurous food in the China Pavilion.
They're not. Honestly, they're not even that good. It's just, who doesn't want an egg roll? You just always want an egg roll. Load up soy sauce. It's just like eating fries.
I know, but
have to be hungry to really want them.
I think the thing to me is Epcot has so much adventurous food, and this isn't it. That's why.
You're not going to feel anyway. You eat it, you're like, huh, well, that didn't really satisfy my hunger anyway.
Tony's like more like, he'll obviously eat like the nastier things, and I like adventurous food, but I won't go for the nasty as much.
I'm not going to Epcot to eat the donut sushi roll. Sushi donut thing and okay, a cucumber okay, salad. Okay.
No, I do love the festival booths. And that's another thing, too. We obviously aren't getting into any of the festival booths today. Like, I recommend eating at the festival. That's my thing. I recommend eating at the festival booths over eating at Lotus Blossom. It's not bad. You just know what you're going to get here. Okay. Next up is Nine Dragons Restaurant, which is a table service location in the China Pavilion that is open for lunch and dinner. We've never dined here before. I've had friends who have and who have said that it's great dining. They have vegetable spring rolls, chicken pot stickers, crispy duck bao buns, spare ribs. They don't have a really big menu. Like they have, I feel like Chinese food locations typically have like a bigger menu and they've got like 11 items.
I think this is, see now I wouldn't probably eat here. Like, getting it to go is different.
Yeah,
this is,
true.
I think, more of like, maybe this is where kind of, because you know what you're getting. Like, this is maybe where you take the whole family, but kids, you know, everybody knows what they're going to get something they like, and it's Chinese food that you don't get a lot at the house. I don't know. Or a big party or something, but, I mean, we just probably wouldn't eat here, like, as a sit down.
No, I want to eat things that are unique to.
I say, you know what you're getting? It's your typical Chinese food, but
the price and the prices. So for the entrees, the prices are going to be between like $20 and $30 for the entrees. It's going to be served to you family style, so you've got like crispy duck fried rice and all of those things. I'm just personally out, like, we like to eat more adventurously, and I wouldn't necessarily want to eat this, because like you said, you can get this Chinese food at home.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, out on our aspects of just, we just probably wouldn't choose to eat, not think it's not good, but just,
right.
But just, we wouldn't eat here unless there's a group of people or something that want to, I guess. I don't
yeah,
know.
That's true. That's a good point. I agree. Okay, next up is the Regal Eagle, which is located, is Regal Eagle Smokehouse. It is located in the American Adventure Pavilion. It is a quick service location that is open for lunch and dinner. This dining location has barbecue, but Disney does a really good job with barbecue. They've got Memphis dry rub, pork ribs, Kansas City smoked half chicken. They've got cheeseburgers, barbecue burgers, sliced Texas beef brisket. One of the things
sandwich.
That this... Oh, so I'm sorry, sandwich. One of the things that this dining location does is they kind of pull barbecue from all of, like, the different, like, areas of the country that kind of specialize in barbecue. And then they have a lot of different sauces, one sauce for to kind of represent each of those different areas. We used to love their burn-in fries here. And they're not on
the... What was a platter thing?
Yeah, they were French fries with burn-in brisket with
we just stumbled in here. We didn't plan to really be in there. That was one of our little challenges we did.
Yeah, we did a challenge on over on my TikTok where we let a randomizer app choose where we went for like where we went for like appetizers and all these different places, and we went in here for an appetizer and we got that and we were like, this is so good.
Yeah, that and we get a beer. This is one of those. It's a pretty big place inside. It's,
yeah.
Again, I keep going back to it, but it's like it's exactly what you think when you what you're getting. There's I don't think there's a whole lot of I mean maybe other than some of the sauces and I guess if you don't have barbecue a lot there's not a
the
whole
sides
lot of
are
different.
Traditional sides like
they do like I said, they do the burnt ends they still have with their baked beans though.
Yeah, I'd heard that the burnt end fries were done because they were trying to like do something with the burnt ends of the brisket, so they turned it into fries. It was so good, and it was really popular, so I don't know why they took it off the menu.
I would still eat here again, just because, too, for like everything around it. You're always going to stop at this location because of, like for me, you just stop and get a beer or something outside. There's all kinds of picnic tables. There's a whole environment. There's usually music playing out there. I mean,
right.
So we'll definitely stop here again and grab something, though.
Yeah, and the prices aren't bad. It's going to be, like, between, like, $10 and $16 for, like, your entrees. I definitely think that this location that's worth doing. Like I said, Disney does a really good job with barbecue, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can get a brisket sandwich any time of the day.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah, I think that this, like, I don't know a place that... I feel like there's a lot of places where you go and they're like, we're serving barbecue, and it's like, ugh. And every place that I've eaten out of Disney that has barbecue has good barbecue. Okay, next up is Rose and Crown Dining Room. This is a table service location in the UK Pavilion, and it is open for dinner only. Rose and Crown, the pub, is open like all day as long as World Showcase is open, but this is for the dining room exclusively. We dined here a couple of trips ago, and here they have like Coronation salads, scotch egg, fish and chips, bangers and mash, shepherd's pie. Of course, they have different beers and wines and things like that that you can choose from. I'll be honest, I didn't love dining here when we did. I got the gluten-free fish and chips, which unbeknownst to me was just, it was just grilled fish with french fries, which I've learned since then. I'm not like a huge fan of fish and chips anyway. It wasn't bad by any means, but I would just go to Rose and Crown and go to the pub rather than eating here.
Yeah, I got the regular fish and chips, and just was not, I don't know, it didn't do it for me. And I think my saying too for $28 is like, I don't know. Everyone kind of does fish and chips similar now with the big old slab of fish. I don't like that. I'd rather they have it smaller pieces. I mean, I guess that's just traditional.
That's probably more traditional.
I mean, I want to get the scotch egg here, though. It says golden fried hard boiled cage free egg Grab some sausage with mustard sauce.
For $15.
Okay, now I'm out. I'm out.
No, I don't know. I wasn't saying like that was the price.
Is it
like,
one egg?
I don't know.
It sounds like it. I don't know. I don't think we would eat here again. I want to just stop at the quick service outside. It looks like a smaller piece of fish.
Yeah. I think like with dining here, it's not bad by any means, but we'll get to the quick service location.
Trying to convince myself to eat here again, but I don't know how I would. I mean, I guess I would get the bangers and mash or the shepherd's pie.
I wouldn't eat here necessarily, especially like the kids menu. It's grilled chicken served with brown rice, roasted carrots, and choice of small, like and a choice of a drink.
Until we've
or fish and chips.
Rotated through eating everywhere else, I'm probably not gonna eat here again.
Yeah. I feel like I used to hear people say, like, oh, eat at Rosencrown, it's so good. But I also think that their menu used to be a lot bigger than it is. They used to, they have, like, a fireworks, like, viewing package here, too. But the menu now is very limited, whereas their menu inside is limited. So we'll talk about the quick service location in just a second to this location. But I would recommend eating there if you want,
like, fish
and chips.
I don't see it ever being packed, really. When we were in there, too, it was the end of the night. But
yeah,
there wasn't very many people in there.
I think it used to be more than it is now.
I think because they do that quick service, I don't think it sees much of a reason to eat there.
That's true. But the pub, Rosencrown Pub, has a really, really fun atmosphere, and you should check that out. Okay, next up is Sandhill Inn Restaurante. This is the table service location that I was talking about earlier that's located inside the Mayan Pyramid in the Mexico Pavilion. It is open for lunch and dinner. Tony's mom went to Disney recently, and she said that she ate here and that the food was really great. Here you can get guacamole, queso fundido. You can get the chipotle pepper and garlic sautéed shrimp atop a corn rice medley with roasted vegetables. You can get a Caesar salad, Baja tacos, carne asada, oso buco. All those things, everything, unlike the location that was outside, nothing on here says that it's not included with the Disney dining plan if you have the dining plan. So this is probably like more traditional what you're thinking of when you're thinking of getting Mexican food, whereas the other location may have like a few more adventurous options.
Yeah, this was we always thought one to eat here. This is, I guess, one of our bucket lists too. It's just the environment too. Just, you got the ride there, nice and quiet. You obviously got to do three caballeros before or after.
Right.
Throwing your margarita. Yeah, here, like, it doesn't, you know, it's not going to say, like, yeah, like, does it say fajitas or enchiladas? Like, you got to read these descriptions. And
yeah,
like,
I was trying to, like,
so
decipher,
like,
through everything.
Like, so it is, like, real authentic. Like, this is not supposed to be, like, you're outside, like, here's chalupas, you know, like, yeah, this is, like, so definitely want to try this place out.
So this location, and I probably didn't do a good job of setting it up, but this is in the Mexican Pavilion inside the pyramid. Inside the pyramid is La Cava del Tequila, which is a tequila bar. And then there's also like a little marketplace you can shop from. There is an Arribas Brothers location inside there. And then there's the Three Caballeros ride, which we love, which is a boat ride that goes through Mexico, and that's really fun. And then there is this restaurant that looks out over the boat ride. Over in Disneyland, Blue Bayou is inside the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. So this is another really fun, like, this, to me, this is a fun nod to that because we don't have that
here.
This
is like Garden Grill. Like, it sounds like we probably wouldn't do it either, but it sounds like this is what you have to do. Set it up. Like, you stay in that pavilion, you do the ride, you get a margarita, you know,
you're talking
hang
about,
out
like,
in
Coral
the
Reef.
Yeah, you can do a whole little, you know.
Yeah.
Hour to 2 hour, you know.
We always have fun walking around in the Mexico Pavilion to see like what they have and stuff like that. If you want to grab a drink, you can grab a drink from La Cava del Tequila. It's a really fun. There's also like the cocoa like exhibit, I guess that would be up at the front. So there's a lot to do in this.
Try to figure that every time we go in there.
Yeah,
it's kind of just I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. And there's a lot of people, so it's hard to figure it out. Okay. And next up is Shikisai Sushi Izakaya. This is the newest location that has opened up at Epcot. This is a table service location in the Japan Pavilion. It is open for lunch and dinner. Here you can get a lot of different options. You can get nigiri, you can get sashimi, sushi, chef specials, you can get dragon rolls and different things like that. They have donburi, I don't know if I pronounce that wrong, I'm sorry. Rolls.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Tamaki, they have starters like edamame, miso soup, izakaya classics. They have things from the grill. They have like a $300 sushi boat. There's a ton of different options here. I want to eat at this dining location. This dining location also has, it's on the second level of the Japan Pavilion. It has windows that look out over World Showcase. So I think it would be really cool to eat here and watch the fireworks during your meal if you can see them from your table. It just kind of depends on where you're at. But I'm in on dining here. We obviously just haven't gotten to you yet.
I'm in here. So. And you don't even have to even look at the menu. You just get the boat.
We are not getting the boat.
And just, we've seen it. It says 4 to 6 people. I would say probably 3. I mean, who can't eat a lot of sushi?
It depends on...
I would say 3 to 4.
It depends on... But the sushi, it's not all like... So we like sushi... This is going to be like more sushi that's just like a piece of raw fish on top of like a more traditional sushi.
A premium assortment of sushi and the sashimi.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm in.
I'm definitely in on dining here. I think that there's something for everyone here. You can get it for somebody who's less adventurous all the way to somebody who's more adventurous.
Yeah. I mean, it's sushi. So if you don't like sushi, you ain't like it, but I'm in.
Okay. Next one is Spice Row Table. This is a table service location in the Morocco Pavilion. It is open for lunch and dinner. This is going to be Mediterranean food, of course. And this is a dining location that also has a fireworks viewing package. So if you've got that fireworks viewing package, you get like some small plates, you have like a shared tagine, and then you get like your choice of like wine or beer during your meal, and then you get assorted desserts. But if you dine here off that, then you can just get a bunch of like small plates here. We ate here back in 2020, right before COVID, and they changed up their menu since then. I would go back here just to be able to get like, and just do it as like a casual thing during the day to get like small plates, because you can just walk up and get a table during the day. Like, you don't need a reservation at this location. I don't even know if you do at night, but you can get fried calamari, grilled lamb kefta, naan spreads, crispy cauliflower, spiced chicken. We love eating at Tangerian Cafe. I said it like that because everybody calls it Tangerine Cafe, but it's really spelled Tangerine Cafe, so I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But we love eating there every time during the festival, so I would definitely, like, eat here.
So it's just one of those, like, you gotta know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
I know you can probably tell whenever I go to a place like this, and I'm kind of like, where's the rest of the menu at?
True.
It's like, because it's, there's not, I mean, like I said, they have hummus fries, fried calamari, grilled lamb kefta, yeah, spicy shrimp, spiced chicken, these little small plates, and that's it. Okay, so it's good, but just know what you're getting into before you show up to these, like something like this, and then you're kind of disappointed because you wanted some big, you know, like entree with 4 different things on it, because that's not what you're gonna get.
And that's what I was saying. Like, I would go here for lunch and just get some small plates. Like, I think that would be like a way to do it now. Like I said, we love the Tangerian Cafe. Currently, it is open only for the festivals. It's like an extension of, like, it's basically Morocco's festival booth. They have really, really good skewers there, and that's what we always get. And then they've had like pickled carrots and stuff like that are really good too. But if you're going out of like a time when like a festival's taking place or something like that, you could consider going to Spice Row Table, and you're gonna get that same option. So
I'd go back there just knowing, you know, it's good food. I'm not going to get a big old platter. more of like, yeah, like a nightcap or just like a, you know, for me, it's not like a full dinner to me. Sit down.
Right. No, 1,000%.
You're kind of trying to piece it together. I'm not a big fan of that.
I think that's why a lot of people don't eat here anymore. Because when we ate there in 2020, like it was like I got the lamb chop there. But like I said, they don't offer that anymore. Okay. Next up is Summerfest. This is a quick service location in the Germany Pavilion. It is open for lunch and dinner. Here you can get bratwurst. That's the only entree. Or you can get pretzel bread pudding as a dessert. They have jumbo pretzels. And then, of course, they have beers or they have wines. Tony ate here.
You're getting a bratwurst and you're getting a beer. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's Germany. You do what you do.
I mean,
I'm out on dining here because I don't like bratwurst, but...
Yeah. Bratwurst with sauerkraut and it comes with house-made paprika chips. It's a big old beer to wash it down with. Moving on. It's like an egg roll. You can eat that any time of day. You don't even have to be hungry. Knock it out and keep going.
True. Okay, next up is Sunshine Seasons. This is a quick service location in World Nature. This is another location that's in the Land Pavilion. This location is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Here, you're going to be able to get, like, this is another just, like, kind of, like, safe quick service location. You can get a breakfast sandwich. But I feel like this is a bigger location. It's almost like a food court in a sense. So they have, like, cinnamon rolls, croissants, muffins. They have, like, snacks like acai, parfait, and stuff like that for breakfast. And then for lunch, they have a rotisserie chicken, salmon, Mongolian beef, roast beef sandwich. They have grab-and-go entrees and different things like that. They have a lot of different snacks as well here. I always feel like the Lamb Pavilion smells so good to me. And I do not know if it is Garden Grill or if it is Sunshine Seasons. I feel like this is just going to be like a safe location to go to.
Yeah, it's like Connections, but they do have some couple different things.
Yeah. Oh, they have birria tacos. I
haven't tried them to see if, you know, if they're very good, but... Yeah, they have stir-fried chicken. They said they have your salmon and roast beef sandwich. I mean, it's, yeah, safe options.
I think
stuff for your, stuff for the kids for sure.
I think as we you're rocking ate roll here during COVID, and we got, like, the rotisserie chicken, and we just split it. And it was good. Like, it wasn't bad. But...
To lunch stop, that's it.
Yeah, I agree. Next up is Teppanino, which is a table service location in the Japan Pavilion. This location is open for lunch and dinner. This is going to be a hibachi location. So if you have a hibachi restaurant in your hometown, I don't know. Like, it's going to be similar to that. They have sushi here. They have entrees, of course. And then they have, like, combinations that you can do. Of course, they're going to have cocktails and things like that as well. They... you're going here for the show, and with the show, with that sense, Disney's known for, like, great shows, and this is going to be another location. I've heard people say that they love eating hibachi here because of the show that they put on. Of course, the food's good, but you're going to walk out stuffed. We've never eaten here just because we've, I don't know, like, there's so many
other places. We're in Disney World by ourselves, for one. So we just wouldn't go, we'd be sitting with somebody else.
You're at a hibachi table.
But, like, this is like, if we went to Beer Garden, if we had friends with us,
It'd
be funner to eat here, but we wouldn't go by ourselves here.
That's true. Yeah, I agree. I feel like there's so many places at Epcot, and, like, we've, like, scratched the surface of where to eat at. It's also hard, too, to, like, pass up eating at the festival booths, but there's a lot of good food here, and I've heard great things about this location. I'm in on dining here, just haven't done it yet. Next up is Tutto Italia Ristorante. This is in the Italian Pavilion. It is open for lunch and dinner. This dining location is going to have, calamari. They've got charred Wagyu beef with arugula, Parmesan cheese, and lemon dressing. That's going to be a salad. They have pan-seared filet of salmon, green asparagus, herb sauce, lasagna, spaghetti, risotto, gnocchi, fettuccine, tiramisu, cannoli. I feel like this isn't a huge menu. So they have... they have, like, 9 things for the appetizer. They have 4 things, for, like, entrees without pasta. And then they have 5 different pasta dishes. I don't hear people talk about this location, and I'm wondering why, because I wouldn't eat here.
Like I said, if no one's talking about it, it's either it's not good or it is what it is. You get what you get, and then know it's, like, it's a good place. And this, I mean, I would think everything here is good.
Like,
I want the spaghetti and tiramisu and cannoli.
I want the pan-seared salmon and a Aperol spritz. All right,
We're in then.
Yeah, we're in on eating here.
You know, nobody talks about it.
Yeah, we're in on eating here. I think that this place looks, the menu looks really good to me. And I feel like one of the things is I would rather have a restaurant that has less things on the menu, but does them really well.
And everything is authentic here as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely, I've never heard anything bad about it.
No, well, I've never heard anything about it, which makes me wonder, like, why don't people, like, talk about it?
Yeah, I've heard a couple of reviews, and that's how we figured out that it was, like, the things that, the stuff they use is authentic, like, as far as, you know, water and things like that.
True.
So, like, no place is going to go out of the way to do that.
Well, that's via Napoli, right? Or is that Tito Italia, too?
Okay, maybe I confused them. I would say, yeah. Both?
So, yeah, I would say both, I think, but... Either way, like, I want to try eating here. Okay, Via Napoli Ristorante e Pizzeria is another table service location in the Italian Pavilion, and it is open for lunch and dinner. Sorry, Italy Pavilion. I don't know why I put it like that. And this dining location is the one that Tony was thinking of. So they use authentic water and flour and everything like that from Italy with making their pizzas. So they've got small plates, a calamari arancini. They have salads. Again, they have pastas too. They have a few different ones than what it looked like over at Tutto Italia. Then they have branzino, chicken parmesan. And then they have a huge list of pizzas.
You're coming here for the pizza.
The quattro formaggi, I think, is the one that everybody like kind of talks about. And it's going to be like a white pizza. You can get the mezzo metro, which is going to be like the huge size of it. They have a meat lover's pizza, which is the mezzo metro. I want to say that one's supposed to serve like six people. It's like $60 pizza.
Yeah, I'm in for sure. I mean, you're coming here for this is your pizza. This is your pizza stop.
So... Me, I'm in on Tutto Italia, but I think I'm out on this one.
Why?
I don't know. Because I want to eat at that one. Okay, I'm in on this one too, because I don't have a problem with it. I want to eat here
Man,
too.
They
but
even
I really
have things
yeah,
like chicken parm here.
Yeah.
Mediterranean sea bass.
I want the same one as the other one.
Two medallions of beef filet grilled to your liking. Yeah, so they actually have a little bit of everything here. Yeah, I'm here. Pizza.
Ooh, the Mediterranean Sea Bass. That one does. The Branzino, that does sound good. Yeah, the prices are going to be like $39, but I feel like it's comparable to what was next door, too. So I'm
in a glass of wine.
Yeah, I agree. And on this one. Last, but certainly not least, is Yorkshire County Fish Shop. This is a quick service location in the UK Pavilion that is open for lunch and dinner. This is the quick service location to Rose and Crown that we were talking about. And this is the only thing you can get here is beer battered fish and chips. So it is going to be $13.49. Go here and get the fish and chips rather than eating your Rose and Crown inside. Because you get the fish and chips for half the price. It's going to be a little bit of a smaller portion, but I feel like at a park where you're eating so much, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do next time. I'm going to get this one and try it again.
And you can get beer here too, if you don't want to get it like in the pub inside.
And they have your bottle of water for $3.75. This is another thing I hate hearing about all the time. When people are joking, or I don't know if they just haven't
been. People joke that Disney like, has $10
I just heard this past week. About,
really?
Yeah, I don't know if someone was just literally just joking, or they thought the water was like that. I wasn't gonna pay $7 for every water. Water's not even $5. It's $3.75.
And here's a pro tip.
That's not any different than anywhere else you go.
And here's a pro tip: when you go to Disney, you don't even have to buy water. You can go to any quick service location, and they'll have cups of water sitting out, or they'll have like a jug to fill it up yourself. So
yeah, bring your own water.
I agree.
So we're gonna talk about. Space.
So real quick, because this episode is like an hour long, Space 220 is, I didn't include Space 220 because Space 220 is not on the Disney dining plan. And I only wanted to include locations that were on the Disney dining plan. So Space 220 restaurant has the restaurant itself. There's also Space 220 lounge. And then there's going to be the Space 220 bar. Space 220 restaurant, you can make dining reservations for. This is going to be a prefix location. So you're going to pay $55 per adult for lunch. And you get a choice of one appetizer and then one entree. Or for kids, it's going to be $29 and you get an entree and then you get a dessert and then you get a like a non-alcoholic, of course, beverage. And then for dinner, it is going to be $79 per adult for an appetizer and an entree and a dessert. And for the kids, it is going to be $35 for the appetizer, the entree, the dessert, and a drink. So
this, I'm not one to be swayed by the opinions all the time, but this one keeps coming up with the same opinion on, like, it's overrated for the food, it's too expensive, you're just going for the environment. So I want to prove it wrong and eat there and just have the small bites of the lounge.
Yeah, so I've heard that people say that when you eat here, when the big thing about going to the lounge is you don't have to have a prefix, like you're not locked into the prefix menu, so you can get it a la carte and you get things a la carte. That's why a lot of people go to the lounge. We tried going to the lounge a couple times and the wait was just too long. Also, the other thing when you dine at this restaurant is that it takes a while because you're also paying for a premium price to be at this restaurant for a couple of hours. It could take you a couple of hours to eat here. For us at our current life stage, our girls are going to sit for 2 hours at a restaurant. But this location, you're supposed to be dining 220 miles above Epcot in a space station. And there's like windows that look out over the like space. When you dine in the lounge, you're still in the exact same atmosphere. You're just more in the inward area of the restaurant. You're not going to be able to have a table along the windows, but you're still seeing the exact same thing that everybody else is. So that's why I say I would go to the lounge instead of booking at the table service location.
Yeah. You have to know what you're getting into here. Like, if something on the menu to you sounds really good, then spend the money and eat there.
Right.
But for me, I mean, the lounge, you can get deviled eggs, calamari, shrimp tacos, there's blue moon cauliflower, space wings, hoisin pork belly, short rib sliders, anything that I want's there. You're seeing the same thing as everybody else.
Right.
A lot of people say this is a one and done. Well, I still don't do my one and done, so I'm down.
I agree.
Until proven wrong, I'm in.
I'm in. I'm definitely in on wanting to dine here too. We just haven't gotten to yet. So, unless you have anything else,
there's plenty more in Epcot we can cover, but not on this show.
So that is gonna do it for this week's episode. As always, be sure to give us a follow at the Double Dose of Disney Fam on both Instagram and TikTok. Keep fun rolling. Please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. If you have been hanging with us for the last couple of months, we just want to say thank you so much for your kindness and your grace. The podcast was kind of going through a little bit of an identity crisis, it felt like. We had some issues with audio. We had issues with our server. But now we are back up and running, and we are really excited that you're still here. Yeah,
we're still figuring it out, too. So help us help you.
Yeah.
Give us some comments. Give us suggestions.
Give us suggestions,
likes,
on
follows,
episodes.
Whatever you want to hear. Things we haven't covered. Let us know what you want to hear.
Yeah, let us know if things we can do better. Like, we love when people comment suggestions on episode ideas and stuff like that.
We can have fun all we want together here, just us two. But we wanna get somebody else to join the party.
Yeah, we talk our girls' ears off on Disney, so why not y'all? All right, we'll see you next time.
See you.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.